This summer, we're featuring a series of stories about movies where the location is a big part of the story. Today, it's the small town where American Graffiti was set. George Lucas's 1973 classic was the story of two friends about to leave their hometown after high school. And it's a familiar place for NPR's Larry Abramson.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
Watch the opening scenes of American Graffiti, and you'll catch glimpses of my hometown, San Rafael, California, as it flits past the windshields of the classic cars that serve as the real set of this movie. As the film opens, Steve, played by Ron Howard, and Kurt, Richard Dreyfuss, are whiling away their last night home before leaving for college back east. Kurt is plagued by doubts, and Steve has to speak a little courage to him.
We're finally getting out of this turkey town, and now you want to crawl back into your cell, right? You want to end up like John. You just can't stay 17 forever. You've got to get that through your head.
I just need some time.
What is it about this turkey town that makes it so confining? We never really learned that. We just know that this place, a composite of San Rafael and a bunch of other Bay Area burgs, is nowhere. It's a cultural backwater that drowns anyone who stays here past high school. Like the character John Milner, the town's ruling drag racer. Just out of high school, he's already beset by nostalgia for a mythic past.
The whole strip is shrinking.
I remember about 5 years ago, take you a couple hours, tank full of gas just to make one circuit.
Our heroes spend a restless night driving up and back, hooking up, looking for love, searching for some excitement. They have to keep moving to get to that special place that they never find. It's a familiar feeling to me and the guy I used to drive around with in high school, Rob Pollock.
So here we are on a Friday night in San Rafael, and there's nobody
nothing,
out.
Nothing.
So it's over.
It's over.
Rob and I recently got together. It was the first time in about 25 years for a memorial cruise up 4th Street to remember our endless wild goose chases after that elusive party.
Sometimes you get a definite address, and sometimes it was sort of this
right.
Vague thing. So a lot of the night was spent driving trying to find the party.
By the time Rob and I could drive, cruising was already in decline. Muscle cars drink a lot of gas, and it's tough to cruise in your mom's Toyota. When American Graffiti came out in our senior year, the movie actually reintroduced cruising like an extinct plant returned to its native habitat.
And 4th Street was huge. It would take you an hour to crawl through 4th Street because it was so bumper to bumper, you couldn't make it through the light. There were so many cars.
American Graffiti had that effect in a lot of places, like Petaluma, California, where most of the film was actually made. Petaluma is now the staging ground for an annual tribute to the film, full of classic beauties like this red 55 Chevy pickup. It belongs to John Furr, who helps organize the event. Furr likes to give tours of the spots where key scenes were filmed, like the final race on Paradise Road.
Get to this little knoll. Here is actually where the 55 Chevy went off the road.
You guys ready?
That race ends in a crash that humbles both racers and helps convince the character of Steve to put off college and stay with his hometown girl. John Furr knows that feeling. Like the main characters, Furr felt pressure to leave town and go to college. But after 2 weeks, he turned around and came back.
I wasn't ready to leave home, no. I was kind of like Ron Howard in the movie, where he wanted to, he was ready to, he thought he could do everything, but yet there were too many things holding him back. And that's kind of what happened with me.
Furr married, settled down in Petaluma, and appears happy as a clam here. The character of Kurt needs a major shove before he follows his destiny to leave this joint.
Well, man, top 40 is box 1300 Chula Vista.
Kurt seeks out legendary DJ Wolfman Jack in the hopes of getting a message to the mysterious blonde he's spotted. Instead, the man whose alter ego booms from every car radio in town gives Kurt some advice.
If the Wolfman was here, he'd say, get your ass in gear. There's a great big beautiful world out there.
Kurt follows that call and gets on a plane. This movie, most movies, portray this as the courageous choice. Get out of town. But as we're reminded in the film's final scene, leaving your hometown doesn't change everything.
You probably think you're a big shot going off like this, but you're still a punk.
That is the one undeniable fact I'm reminded of when I go back. No matter how far away you roam, your first step on home territory turns you back into that sniveling punk you were in high school.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to
Larry Abramson, NPR News.
And you hear Larry on Morning Edition from NPR News.